Blog Talk Radio.
My weakness can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the WeHands Radio Show. I'm Sarah Bingham. I'm the founder of WeHands and the author of the Baby Sighting book. Thank you so much for tuning in. WeHands is all about connecting with your baby, and I love that we can help families get out of the cold at this time of year and connect with each other in our classes and the presentations that we do. It's so important during that first year to connect with others in your community. And I'm so glad that we are able to help facilitate that for so many families. We're also about, along with helping parents connect with each other, we're about connecting you with professionals in your community and sharing our knowledge of the things that we know about language development and how to interact with your kids. And today we are really lucky to have Jacqueline Ward, who is an early childhood educator and a WeHands instructor. And today we're going to talk about supporting young families and fun strategies that can help parents connect and communicate with their little ones. Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hello, Sarah. I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that we're able to connect. I was just going outside to get the mail really quickly, and I was shivering because it's so cold. But you're in Wisconsin, so I don't know if I can complain about the cold.
Oh, well, we have 30-degree below wind chill, and it's going to get worse. So we do have it quite cold here.
I just can't deal with that.
No, I'm in denial as well.
We only have 2 or 3 more months still of the cold left.
That's right.
So Jackie, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up, and what were you like as a little one?
Sure. I grew up in a small town called Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And when I was growing up, it was about 12,000 people. And right now, it's grown and blossomed, and it's now up to about 35,000. So we've went from a small town to quite a bit of almost a city. And we have 4 children altogether in my family. I have 1 older sister and a younger sister and then a younger brother. And as a child, pretty quiet and shy and, you know, just kind of went with the flow.
That's really, I'm very similar. I'm very shy child, and I've got 1 older brother and 2 younger sisters. So we are in the same birth order as well.
Wonderful.
I don't know what that means, but.
I'm not sure either. I know, I think there's some saying in that of, you know, how each one fits in the puzzle.
Absolutely. So you've been teaching WeHands for a while now, but you do some wonderful things. So if you were introduced at a child's birthday party, how would you describe all that you do?
Well, I a lot of it is just the love and drive and passion for kids and whatever I can do to learn and to share, not only with our parents but also our staff. I can make a difference, and I guess that's the biggest thing is just kind of getting to know people and learning through small talk and connecting on those bases that are similar, and then sharing the experience and hope that something that I know I can share and inspire that person.
That is wonderful, and that's a wonderful why to what you're doing, and. So tell us a little bit about where you work and how long Sure. you've been doing what you do.
Absolutely. I work at a small child care center. It's called Pleasant Time Child Care Center, and we serve children from 6 weeks all the way up to 12 years. And I have been the administrator and owner of the facility for 22 years. We're actually the founder. And I just kind of embrace the love with children. I, you know, enjoy their hugs and sharing daily gratitude. And I kind of feel like I have a small piece of their foundation, which kind of creates our future generation. And I'm
That's
truly
wonderful.
Blessed. Thank you. I'm just really blessed with what they give back to me.
And you've been doing this for 22 years?
I have been the administrator here for 22 years. I've been in the early childhood profession for 30. And so it's kind of, you know, when I had always loved children and kind of decided, you know, what did I want to do? I kind of went after high school, kind of went marketing, fashion merchandising, really liked the business end of it. And my love of children kind of kept drawing me back. And I went back and kind of started at a local center just as just a assistant teacher and kind of worked my way up. And she actually opened another center in another town and went from the teacher to assistant director and then was directing it for a couple years until I decided, you know, this is what I want to do and where in my community can I make a difference. And so kind of reached out and we were the first center to actually a licensed group center in the area and then kind of branched out from there. So it was kind of a incredible, crazy journey.
And to be working with kids for 22 years, you're almost at the point where your babies can be sending their babies to your center.
Yes, and we're starting to see that, which is so exciting. And people say, do you feel old? I'm like, absolutely not. It's just, it's such a blessing that, you know, they remember us and what portion I had in their lives. And then now their children are actually coming and making the full circle. So that's the exciting part of my job.
I love it. And yes, you'll definitely get asked the question, do you feel old? But you're doing something, and I can hear it in your voice that you truly love, and you probably get as much out of it as you give.
Absolutely. I do feel that way, and I guess that's, you know, where my kind of my passion lies. Is I know my purpose, and I know where to go forward, and I enjoy learning and finding new things, and when something works, I love to share it because I think it's just, parenting is tough. Parenting is, you know, it's a whole new ball game, and to be able to give and inspire families and parents to give those little tools in their toolbox and really be helpful in the situations they're faced with and how they can feel empowered. That's, you know, that's a good feeling.
I think talking about parenting tools in their toolbox, I think that's a fantastic way to look at it. I just finished a little introduction to baby sign language presentation this morning with about 7 or 8 new parents. I think the oldest baby was 8 months old.
Oh.
The youngest was, I think she was 3 months old, but she was premature. So, very new little babies and very new mums and dads as well. So what kind of advice, after your 22 years, what advice would you give brand new parents? I know there's so much, but
the key piece is just caring for themselves. You need to carve out time of your 30 golden minutes, and 30 seems like a lot, so even start very, you know, small chunks, even 15 golden minutes. That's daily, that's your time. Your time that you've carved out of your day to take care of who you are, whether it's to read a book, whether it's to meditate, whether it's just to go for a walk. That's your time, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to have the energy or the health to be able to care for your little one who cares, who really, really needs that. And, you know, even though it's always back burner, oh, I'll get time, you need to make time and really dedicate, because you're going to be a better person full of love and gratitude because of that.
Where were you 14 years ago?
I look back and thinking, when I had my kids, both of them are grown, and one is, you know, I mean, still growing, but one is 22 and one is 19. And I think, wow, if I'd have known all this stuff when they were little, boy, I would have been pretty good. You know, and so that's why I'm grateful that I can share my experience and my knowledge with these new parents, because it's a tough job, and you know, there's so much that it's overwhelming, and it's a whole new way of life. I mean, there's no description for it. And just to be there for support and so.
And you don't realize how overwhelming and how painfully tired you will be at some point in time.
Yeah, there's just no way of describing it at all. You know, and just having somebody just to be there and just to listen and be empathetic and get it. Sometimes that just feels so good, just knowing it's okay. This is just part. It will pass.
It doesn't seem like that. And I think it's so important, especially in this digital world that we're in, that we're keeping track of friends on Facebook and Twitter and texting. And it's so important to connect in real time and just take the time for yourself to be alone by yourself and to connect with others who are in the same stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I truly mirror that, because that is so important, that you need to keep those connections, because they're going to be your support. And you know, those stages are, they come and they go and they don't last, yet those friendships and the building of who you are and those connections are priceless, and those are things that, you know, you never want to let go. Absolutely.
And that's great advice. What, after 22 years working with kids, and it is very hard work, what keeps you interested in doing what you're doing?
I guess just embracing just the love that the children give to me, with the hugs and the daily gratitude, and just knowing that I'm helping to form the next generation, and that I have that little piece that I can share and empower them with, in hopes that they're going to build that character and they're going to really be the best they can be when they, you know, grow up in the stages and the whatever they may face, that they have that solid foundation to, you know, feel good and positive and know that they can, no matter what they dream, they can make it happen. And so that's my
hope. I love it. I'm sitting here smiling.
Oh, I'm thrilled, and you know, it's just been an honor to be able to talk about this, because it is a passion of mine, and my hope is that we can really, you know, that we have so much potential in the next generation. There's so many amazing things, and we have such, just watching the kids grow and just all they do every single day. It's so exciting, and there's just so much there, and that they know that they're loved and they're cared for, and they can do whatever they put their mind to it. We have I can't wait. You know, it's just exciting.
You know, as a parent, that is so important to have that feeling, and because you're putting so much trust in the person who's taking care of your little ones.
Absolutely.
And I know my own daughter, through the years, she's 12 now, but there's things that she's said over the years that make me think back to the caregivers that she's had, and make me so grateful for them being in our lives. There was one time when she was school age, and she was thinking back to one of our caregivers, was her name was Rhonda, and she said, "You know, Mommy, can you sign me up for Rhonda again sometime?" recreational program. And I think that speaks in her little grade 2 word. It speaks so much to what she got out of going to Rhonda's house when she was being taken care of by and at the same time, just a couple of days ago, she was, I don't know what they were talking about in class, but they had broken down the day into percentages of what we do or in a year. And I think one of the things that, what percentage of the time do you sleep? What percentage of the time are you eating? And I think the percentage that she had for reading was about 3%. She said, "Mommy, most people read 3% of the time of the year." And she said, "That is going to be so much higher for me, because Sabrina just eats books.
That's
She loves to read it. And I do remember thinking back to her kindergarten teacher saying, you're teaching my daughter to read, and that's going to be a skill that she has for the rest of her life. And mm-hmm. it's a skill that she enjoys so much. So it's wonderful to be able to think back to those early teachers and what they've given our kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just amazing. I agree.
So even though your little ones may have been gone from your care, we're, as kids and as parents, we're still thinking about you.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's families even I run into, like, in the grocery store or wherever it may be, and it's kind of neat to connect. And where are they at? What are they doing? Just yesterday we had a family, she's now, her name is Erin, and she's in high school, and her mom had stepped in. She was, I'm just cleaning, and she said, I'm doing some, I have some art stuff. And so I said, oh, the kids would love it. And then she's like, I got to, you know, tell you what she's doing. And where she, I'm like, oh, my goodness, grown so much. And you remember her as a four-year-old and this, you know, just very, you know, and just to see her in, you know, and all she's doing and all the things she's done. And it's just exciting to be part of that, that, you know, you had a little bit of part of that, that, you know, in that growing up.
Now, I'm thinking about the parents as well that I spoke with today, and I'm thinking about the times that I've handed my children over to caregivers.
Yeah.
What advice would you give a brand new parent who is so nervous about somebody else taking care of their baby? How would you encourage them?
A lot of things what I do is, one of the things is encourage them, if they have the opportunity, which I encourage very much, is to come and hang out with us before the baby starts. And the smells and the sounds and just hanging out with the caregiver and talking and chatting and meeting the kids and really beginning to build that relationship. I think that is one of the key things, is building the relationship of trust and knowing that, you know, you have allowed us to care for the most precious thing in your whole entire life. We want to do the best we can, and we want to build that relationship with you so that that child knows us just as well as they know you, and that that relationship is built and that trust is built. So when it is time to go, there is a no worry, and that you can feel the trust and the honesty and the love that we have, that we're going to share with that child while you are away from them. And so that's one of the big things, is just to hang out. I must say, come and hang out with us. You know, just taking time, and, you know, because it makes it so much easier that, you know, because the child can sense when a parent is uneasy or not familiar. And when they're not sure, you know, you can, they can sense that. They, you know, even though they're little, they can, they have a lot of senses that we can't even imagine. And so mm-hmm. just being able to, you know, smell the smells of the room, and just, you know, and each one, you know, their personalities are different. So each one is a little bit different. So that, you know, it's, that's kind of the base I try to build, is get to know us. And we do a lot with getting to know each other on a first name basis, and learning about the teacher and who they are and a little bit about their background, so that you can build that, that relationship. And that's what we encourage every day, is we talk to everybody, we have conversations, we get to know them on a personal level, and so many things that, that we actually share that you never realized. And so I guess the relationship building, I feel, is the biggest key.
And it's all about connecting, and I think those relationships are so important, and mm-hmm. you want to feel calm and
absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful, because it is. It is. I remember it being almost harder than giving birth.
I agree.
Giving,
I do agree. Absolutely.
Your child away.
Yes, and just going and knowing that you're going to be gone for them for whatever
yeah.
amount of time it is, and you know, hoping that no matter what, that they're cared for exactly how you know you would do it. And everyone has different, you know, ways and things like that, but that they are in a safe and loving environment, and their needs are going to be met. Oh, I totally agree. And that's why we encourage families to really to take time and to make sure that this is a decision that is going to be a good fit for their family, because everyone's, each center, or, you know, whether it's a in-home or whether it's a group center, each one has different cultures. Each one has different values. I mean, there's different, you know, and what you're looking for might be a strong suit in one center and might be different in another one. It all depends on kind of what you're looking for also in finding that good fit for your family. And I am thrilled to, when I see new families and talk with new families, how they're really, really indulging and really getting the relationship and building the relationship, which is so exciting. It's not, here you go, see you later, you know, or drop them off. It's not that anymore. It's really asking good questions and wanting to spend time with us and make a good decision to have it with a, you know, all the way around. And so that's been inspiring to know that they want to be here and they want to do that. So, I mean, that just makes it our job just so much more fun.
And you've actually seen that kind of transition changing over the years.
Yes, I have. It just seemed, you know, I think 22 years ago, it was just, there was, you know, people, that's it. That's what I do. I have, you know, work Monday through Friday. That's just what I have to do. So it's like drop them off, pick them up. And I see over the last probably, I would probably say 10 years, a big change is more where more families are sharing the responsibility by maybe whether it's work schedules, maybe I don't have to go 5 days a week, or I can go shorter days, or I can work for long days and, you know, not, you know. And so I've seen more and more of that, and it's so refreshing that they're really just indulging and really taking such a genuine interest in the child and just being so grateful for, you know, having that child and what they can do and how they can be the best parent they can, and asking good questions and just really building that relationship. So that I feel that's been just exciting for us, because that's how we've always been. And to see that kind of make that full circle and really indulging, I see so much excitement. They just appreciate being a parent. Rather, I want to say, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it's like, oh, I have to do this. We have two incomes. We have to do it. We don't have a choice. And it just seems now there's more thought, and there's more taking time and visiting a couple times and hanging out with us and spending time. And it's just richer. It's like, yes, this is good. And just, there's a, you know, a snow day or whatever, they all, you know, they stay home. We're always open. But, you know, just I see so many more, no, you know what, I'm just going to work at home and I'll just make it up when I get there tomorrow. And it's just things like that that is just so inspiring.
Again, there's more flexible work things, and there's more ways that we can actually work at home.
Yes, and so that's been awesome, because it, especially for a new family, and it doesn't matter if it's new family, it's your second or third child. It just is, it's a great flexibility, and I think that's exciting, you know, especially for the kids.
I love it. Now, also in 22 years, I'm just thinking back, even when Sabrina and Joshua were about 2.5 years apart, but there were so many different products when Sabrina came along that weren't available when Josh came along. Do you have favorite baby resources or products or even books that you would recommend to parents?
You know, I thought about that and thought about that. And I guess, you know, the resource, it's so hard because they're always changing. And I'm not, like, really stuck on one or the other. I mean, you know, the favorite thing the kids love is a box and tape. And so I guess I'm thinking of a favorite book. And, you know, there's so many parenting books, but I guess a couple of them that have just really stuck out in my mind. And it's one is called The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. And Happier at Home is her second book, also by Gretchen Rubin. And it's not more on parenting. It's more on your personal outlook on who you are and how you actually, you know, take things. Where one of her quotes was, you know, not to calculate. And I think if you love somebody that much, you cannot calculate. And I think that's, I think huge, I felt that huge in my life is, you know, just like, I'm always the one who had to do those dishes, or I'm always, you know, and it's like, no, I just need to ask. And it's not, I'm not saying, well, I did the dishes 5 days this week and you didn't do it at all. It's not about that. It's about, you know, it's about how we all work together as a team and how we all do this and how to inspire everybody in the family to help out and do things. And just, you know, on how I can be more happy. If I'm happier, it's going to ripple effect everybody else. And it was just kind of a just a perspective on coming down to I need to take care of me. And if I don't take care of me, nobody else will, and they really rely on me. And so it was kind of, and Happier at Home is just like different little scenarios on different things each month. You know, she did something a little bit different. But it was just, I could just really connect with that. And it was just very simple, very easy. But it just came down to I need to take care of me and how important that is and really scheduling that time. And I think it comes down to, you need to carve that time out for you and have those special little moments, whether it's having some chocolate or whatever it may be. But you need to treat yourself because you're very, very special. And I guess I indulge in that a lot, is that you need to celebrate who you are and all you bring to your family and to everybody else's lives you touch, because that's important. And to continue with the connecting and the relationships and really making time. Making time to do that and really being, you know, very intentional about doing that.
I think that's fantastic advice, and I love the idea of not calculating, not keeping score.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else has done the dishes more times than me in a week, it doesn't mean that I'm happier.
Yeah.
that is so
absolutely
logical. It's so incredibly
exactly
logical, and
it's like,
silly to even say it.
It is. And I'm thinking, whoa.
Oh. I need to get these books.
Yeah, and it just, as you said, she's just got such, and I just stumbled upon it. Somebody had suggested it to me, because I also, we've been working on kind of gratitude and building that with kids and kind of really helping them to build that core value. And she's like, have you read this? And I was like, what? She's like, it's just so simple, but it's all about being happier. And she said, it's simple, normal stuff. But I'm like, oh. And it just kind of feel that ripple effect, because as I said, you know, you build yourself up, everyone else is going to be happier because you're happier. It's kind of like that mantra. So.
Thank you so much. Jackie, how can folks get in touch with you and your pleasant time? How can...
Sure. I'm on Twitter. Also, gratefulheartus.com is another way. It's just kind of a simple website on gratitude, but it's also in a way I do some speaking on that. I'm also on LinkedIn, and then we have a Facebook page. So any of those things, and they have my email connected to them, so any of those, a way to connect with me. I'm thrilled to help. I'm thrilled to be a resource to anybody. I mean, I would just love to share my information, because I hope that I can make a difference, and I've learned so much from so many other people. I'm willing to, you know, to share and to continue to grow, because as I said, parenting is tough, but boy, there's so many wonderful things about it, and I sing everybody's praises, because I'm thrilled to share my passion and my purpose and the connections.
I love it. And I love your talk about being grateful, and I'm not using it as a segue, but I am. But I'm so grateful that I've had a chance to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you.
I think your message is so simple, and so it's so simple, but we need a reminder of it.
Yes.
To take care of ourselves.
Yes, and I do agree, because, you know, we forget that. I mean, life gets busy and crazy, and there's always a million to-do lists, and so just really taking the time and saying, it's okay, I can slow down. You know what?
Yep.
It's all right. You can do that. You can give yourself permission, because, boy, life is amazing, and it's a gift and a blessing, and, you know, let's go for it, and let's embrace it. And sometimes you just need someone else to type that. I know I do.
It's so important, and I think this is just a little booster shot, and I think we need to chat more so that I can get that
reminder. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. Definitely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jackie. What a positive message and reminder for being grateful. I'm going to put the link up to Jackie's website and get some more information out for her, because I think it's so important for new parents to have that message. We're almost out of time today, and you can follow WeHands on Twitter, and I'll be sending out links to everything that Jackie suggested in her website and the information about the Happiness Project. We are at WeHands on Twitter, and you can follow me to get quick answers to any questions that you have about sign language and language development and just being a new mom, being a new dad. We have interactive and fun classes as well as a line of tailored sign language, baby sign language products. WeHands is a part of Mona Chappelle's Children's Support Solutions, and that's an organization that provides health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm grateful that you're listening. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time, and we'll answer a number of frequently asked questions when it comes to signing with your baby and just interacting with your little one. If you've got any questions about parenting or early language development, just send me a tweet or an email. I'm at WeHands on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for WeHands Baby Sign Language, and you can email me at info@wehands.com. Until next time, I'm Sarah Bingham, author of the Baby Signing Book and the founder of WeHands. Thanks, everybody.